There are shows continuing at the Bauer Theater as part of Festival and Ganesh. The summer theater branches out into some fall shows, sometimes a winter show or two. And Festival and Ganesh is putting on this show this evening and tomorrow called The Knitting Pilgrim. It's a show from Kyle Nunn. Kyle joins me Kirk. I apologize.
Yeah, there we go. No problem.
Kirk joins me on the phone this morning. Kirk, tell me a little bit about this show, The Knitting Pilgrim.
Okay, well, it is a pretty wild show.
Okay.
It's a show that as per the title will tell you, is all about knitting, and yet it is not about knitting at all. So there you go. It's a show that follows my journey as an actor. Mm-hmm. Strangely, I started out as an actor, and I learned to knit because, you know, one of the things about actors is you're always hurrying up and waiting, right? So you're sitting waiting to go on stage, you're sitting waiting to go on set, you're rehearsing, all that kind of stuff. And I was bored out of my tree, and I figured I should probably do something to keep myself busy. And a friend of mine had told me that she could knit, and I thought, well, if she could knit, I could knit. And so I picked up knitting, and I did so much waiting around that I got really good at it. And people started to see my knitting and think, wow, you should do something, take it to the next level. And so I thought, well, what would that be? And apparently that would be an installation, an art project. So I came up with this idea to knit, because it was just after 9/11. I was knitting the full-sized stained glass windows. So they look like stained glass, but they're actually just all hand-knit. And they're huge. They're 9 feet tall by 5 feet wide. And they're looking at the commonalities and the conflicts between the three Abrahamic faiths, mm-hmm. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And I thought they were going to take about, I told the Arts Council anyway, I told them, it's only taking about 10 months. Well, it turned out that it took me 15 years. And so the show is all about what that does to your brain, working on something for 15 years and the struggles that you have, the financial ones, the struggles of confidence, of just the angst of it all, and also what it does to your marriage. There's another factor, too.
Did it strengthen the marriage, or did it we find out of the show?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
It absolutely strengthened the marriage. But, you know, as with anything, it's that whole thing about sort of the pressure, and that which does not kill you makes you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real test for me and my wife, and I could not have done it without my wife, Claire. She was the backbone. She was my I like to call her my butt-kicking muse.
Fair.
She made sure that, you know, I stuck with it. And it's interesting because we get some really great feedback after the show. A lot of people come up to me and say, I actually had I had a guy who was on my kid's soccer team.
Okay.
And he found out, his wife told him, we're going to see the show. Kirk's in a show. And he goes, oh, yeah, well, what's it about? And she said, oh, it's about knitting. And he said, no stinking way. I'm not going to see a show about knitting. That's mm-hmm. just the stupidest. I'm not going. And she says, yes, you are. Anyway, she drags him out to it. He didn't want to come. And he came up to me after and he said, that was fantastic. That was, I didn't want it to end. That was outstanding. That was amazing. Because it's actually not, it's not about the knitting. It's about that path. And every one of us follows that path. We do it, you know, in a different theme. Like, you know, he's a Greek dad who was, you know, always working on his own project, and he couldn't get it finished. But he saw that my path was exactly the same, and mm-hmm. he just completely identified with it. We had people say, you know, you weren't talking about your knitting. You were talking about my thesis. Or you weren't talking about your knitting. You were talking about, you know, me and my work or my job.
Yeah.
or this passion I have. And so it really works on that level. It also, frankly, works on a level that's sadly topical today, and that is, you know, the situation we have in the Middle East and this stress with what's happening with Israel and Palestine and how the faiths are all involved in that. And our show, I'm really happy with it because Claire and I wrote it together. But one of the things that she had me do was ask questions. I'm asking questions. It's not about preaching. It's not about making pronouncements or judgments or any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just asking questions, finding out answers, and actually seeing that the huge irony is that we all have an incredible amount in common, like much more in common than we do that separates us.
Talking to Kirk Dunn this morning about his show that's happening at the Bauer Theater tonight. It's called The Knitting Pilgrim. Gave us a little bit of a synopsis there of the show. Said it was interesting in your marriage. And when you said that, all I could picture was and maybe I went negative here, but all I could picture was Claire yelling at you to stop knitting because you said it took you 15 years. Like, would you stop knitting? Like, I've had. I'm not going to get into my stuff, but you know, like, stop doing that. I had that in my head, but you clarified that Claire has been very supportive of you. You've written this show together. It does touch on, or a big part of it is, three different faiths, right? Three different religions and the crossover between the three. Why did you start when you started knitting, right? Why did you go into three different faiths? Is it a religious thing?
Yeah. Well, great question. I'm a PK, so I'm a preacher's kid.
Okay.
So I had a history in the church, and my history in the church was completely positive. It was, my father was a minister, and he was very inclusive and very, very liberal and very, very open. And so it was not about, you know, judging or yelling or any of that stuff. And so I was looking around, as I grew up, I looked around at other friends of mine who were in various churches, and they weren't having a good time. And I thought, that's weird. Oh, well. And then as I grew up, I started to see these things. And it was just after 9/11 when I looked at what happened there. And I wondered, why is it that when you look at Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, they all come from the same place. They all originate with Abraham. Mm-hmm. And they're all saying very, very similar things. And I'm thinking, well, why is it that they're so upset with one another? Why can't they get along? Or where do they get along? And so that's kind of where it all came from, looking at this issue. That, and I thought, you know, as you said, it was going on for 15 months, and oh my God, why is it taking so long? I thought, as I was knitting, I thought, you know, by the time I finish this thing, it isn't going to matter anymore. Like, nobody's going to care. It's mm-hmm. not going to be topical. And yet, here we are, and it still matters very much. It's probably the biggest flashpoint in the world right now. It's on everybody's mind.
Yeah.
And this is, again, people just recently have approached me after the show and said, thank you so much for doing this. This is exactly what we need. This is the kind of approach to the issue that needs to be out there and is not. And they said, you know, I have a hard time getting up in the morning, and I'm so depressed by it. I don't want to listen to the news. And this show you've done here gives me faith, because now I can see a way to look at it. And it's a reminder that, hey, we're actually all in this together. It's not... It should not be what it is right now. So
now, Kirk, curious, you did this after 9/11, so we're looking at 22 years ago. This would have come to completion, at least the knitting, the tapestry, the art. What do you call it? Afghan?
Yeah. But no, I call them the tapestries.
Tapestry, yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure I use the right terminology, because I know my grandmother used to make Afghans, and she was like,
there you go.
There's your Afghan, right? She would knit it or crochet it or whatever it was. I don't know. It's not my thing. But then, so how long ago has this show, like you said, like, this is on top of everybody's mind right now, right?
Yeah.
When was this show completed? When did you put together the idea for the show to talk about it?
We opened the show in the spring of 2019, and so we got kind of a year's worth of a run of it. It was very well received, and then of course everything got shut down by COVID.
Yep.
And then we just came back this past spring here. So it still is that sad gift that keeps on giving. There's always these misunderstandings, and you know, the other thing too is that social media it makes it easy to misunderstand people.
No,
we condense things down into these little bites
yep.
that are just there to be sensational.
100%.
they don't have to be true. They don't have to be anything. They just have to be sensational, and then they go around the world, and they cause more problems than they solve. I mean, they can solve some problems. They can get some really good ones out there, mm-hmm. yes. But, that's a bit frustrating and saddening. But this is that kind of dialogue. It's trying to open up that dialogue and have those conversations so that we can see, oh, I didn't know that. Or, oh, I see how things are actually more hopeful, yeah. Or I see the connections. I see where we are on the same path. So,
if you want to hear more about the Knitting Pilgrim, he will be Kirk, who I'm talking to right now, will be at the Bauer Theater in Antigonish this evening. Tickets on sale at the box office as part of the Festival Antigonish Summer Theater. They extend into the fall and sometimes into the winter with shows like this. Kirk, thank you for taking some time. I would love to continue this conversation, but I don't want to take too much away from the show itself tonight at the Bauer Theater.
Fair enough.
Right?
Fair enough. Yes, absolutely. Kirk, you got to come see the show.
Kirk, yep. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for taking some time this morning. Have a great show tonight and tomorrow at the Bauer Theater in Antigonish. If you make either show, I encourage you to go to the Knitting Pilgrim. Thank you, Kirk.
Thanks, Scott.